When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
You know, a whole lot of people, for example, in cafes and restaurants and bars and whatever, last Friday, 6 o'clock, obviously they were in a celebratory mood, well, for a few minutes anyway, till they got back to doing what they're paid to do and generally enjoy doing. That's all fine, but the issue recently, not just the masks, the issue for a whole lot of restaurateurs and bar operators, etc., has been staff. They've all just evaporated. Now, I was talking to a restaurateur in Northern Beaches a few days ago, and he said to me, he said, oh, yeah, it's beautiful about the masks, but if it's not one thing, it's another. What's happened? Now, I had three applications for wait staff. They were three applications for the jobs that I've been desperate to fill for months. All three of them said, oh, I want that job, want that job. I'll get back to you as soon as I find accommodation. All three came back individually and said, couldn't find a room. Sorry about that. I've got to leave. It's just heartbreaking in a situation where you eventually do get people to fill these roles and they can't find a place to live. Now, it's not just here. I just noticed this too in the Cairns Post the other day. What day was it? It was yesterday. And it said here, the regional housing crisis threatening to undermine an employment bonanza in a far north seaside town ahead of an expected bumper high season. Now, jobs in a wide range of professions are abundant in Port Douglas, with recruitment sites SEEK currently stacked with plush opportunities from senior management and resort maintenance, customer service, event and production crew, bar and wait staff, baristas, hairdressers, boilermakers, carpenters, it's all there. Can't find bloody rooms. It's just heartbreaking for people who desperately need staff. Douglas Shire Mayor, this is Michael Kerr, said, quote, the only problem is we have nowhere to put the workers. He's on the line here somewhere. There he is. He's Douglas Scheinman. He's also chairman of Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
I know we've talked about it before, but no improvement. And now it's becoming more pressing because we're on the verge of getting not a tidal wave, but certainly a surge in tourists, both domestic and international.
Absolutely. I mean, if we look at our bookings moving forward, we're sitting up there in the 85 and 90% in March, yeah, and growing very much through the rest of the year, which means people are coming here, they want to come here for a good time, and to be able to give them that good time, we need to have staff to be able to service them. And we're having great difficulty in finding, like most places in the country, having difficulty finding staff, and when we do find them, there's nowhere to put them.
What's gone wrong, Michael?
Well, I mean, we've always very heavily relied on international tourists for backpackers to cater for our restaurants, etc. I think both Cairns and Douglas have been the same in that fact. And with COVID not having them around and them not being here yet, it's changed the whole demographics of workforce. And, you know, we're missing them terribly and I can't see them being back in time for this season. So we're going to have to find other ways to look after our tourists that are coming here.
Well, for a start, if they do come here, they're not going to have the rooms anyway. I'm just wondering if, indeed, when all those backpackers shot through, they were empty rooms. Who's filled the rooms if not people who would take up those jobs, for example, in restaurants and cafes?
Well, I mean, I've even had stories. You know, I was talking with the general manager of the Sheraton a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, he's got a whole new respect on his housekeeping staff because he was out there doing housekeeping and working in the laundry. He had, you know, wife and friends and family all working in the laundry as well, just trying to get things done so they could get rooms cleaned and open, ready for the guests that were arriving at that stage. So the busier we get, the harder that's going to become.
The Sheraton boss wasn't cleaning rooms, surely.
He certainly was.
Really? I've got a renewed respect for him. I think that's remarkable.
Yeah, he was in there getting his hands. It had to be done. There was guests arriving and, you know, it's one of those things that has to be done. You have to do it and, yeah, it was done.
Now, Michael, let's just focus on this accommodation situation for a moment because what are you going to do? Can you bring in demountables or whatever? You can't just have a situation where only half the staff are available. Like, for example, at Bill's restaurant in Port Douglas there, he can't continue to operate with full restaurants when he's only got, you know, two or three waiters and waitresses and numbers down in his kitchen.
Well, that's it. And, you know, unfortunately, during the busier period when a couple of months ago that they were actually closing the restaurants 2 days a week just to give their staff days off to keep them refreshed enough to service the people that were coming through because they were busy. And, you know, I'd hate to see that happen again where, you know, the restaurants have to go into a rotation of closing 2 days a week just so that they can keep their staff happy. When the dollars are there to be made, all the businesses need to be making this money to put, you know, something back in towards the debts that they've accrued over the last couple of years. And, you know, they need to be open and trading.
Is Salsa back to normal hours, do you know?
I believe they are at the moment. They're working most nights, I believe. They're open now, so which is good. Now, we had a lovely function there the other day, so it was beautiful.
The figure you gave was fascinating to me. You talked about 85% March, which is really, I mean, you go back a couple of months ago, it was unimaginable. So as far as attracting tourists to our Port Douglas and Cairns is concerned, those figures are probably better than we might have expected.
Absolutely. It's bouncing back extremely well. You know, the tourism bodies, TTNQ and TTPD, along with Tourism Queensland, have done a magnificent job of, you know, advertising this area down south. They're coming in abundance. You know, people want to get out of Melbourne or Victoria and New South Wales, and, you know, after everything that's been happening, and have a holiday. And this is a chosen destination for a lot of people. And, you know, they know that they can come here for the good weather and good times, and it's a great location. And, yeah, we've just got to be able to offer that service that they're also expecting.
Yeah. Fingers crossed with this accommodation crisis. Good to talk to you, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Kerr spoke today as the Douglas Shire Mayor, but he's also Chairman of Far North Queensland Organisation of Councils.